Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and to the weekly Household Express program, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Mara and Auntie Khadija Ibrahim will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Khadija. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am very well, alhamdulillah. I hope all the listeners are also well, shukar.
Well, Auntie Khadija, what can we look forward to in the cooking segment today?
Okay, today on our cooking segment, we have an entire menu plan of dal and rice and side dishes.
That sounds very interesting.
Okay. And we
have. What recipes can we look forward to?
We're having a rice recipe, a dal recipe, a fish fricadelle recipe, a aloo fry recipe. Fricadelle, normal plain fricadelle, and a kachuma recipe.
Lovely. I think ideal for a kachuma lunch tomorrow.
So it's a whole meal on its own.
Okay. In the meantime, we're going to commence with the health segment, and it's reasons why cumin, that jeera seeds, are good for our health. Then, since seeing our theme is about dals and lentils, we're going to be telling you all about the different types of lentils, the cooking tips and storage tips as well. Then we're going to go on to the recipes. But the question for today is, when and where have you eaten the best dal and rice? So when and where have you eaten the best dal and rice? You can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648, a tweet at Amara Radio Islam, or also follow me on Instagram, that's Amara_Mullah. Well, I've also got a question on Instagram. So, you know, whoever, when and where have you eaten the best dal and rice, tag that favorite person who you've eaten it from. So it's a good idea that, yes. In the meantime, let's continue with the health segment. And we're talking about cumin, that's jeera. Now, jeera or cumin seeds, the quite essential Indian spice, is an addition to a number of dishes, be it dal or as a tempering for a dish. But did you know that originally Indians added the spice to their dish, not only for its wonderful flavor and aroma, but also for the number of health benefits? And this spice can improve digestion, it also beats insomnia, it has so many other remedies as well. Now, the presence of thymol and other essential oils in cumin seeds stimulate the salivary glands, thereby helping in the digestion of food. Apart from this, it strengthens a sluggish digestive system. Hence, if you do suffer from indigestion, try drinking some jeera tea. Now, apart from this, jeera banana combo can help you lose weight too. Add a teaspoon of cumin seeds to a glass of water and bring it to a boil. Once the water turns brown, turn off the stove and cover the vessel, that's your pot. Allow the mixture to cool down to room temperature. Drink this 3 times a day to improve digestion and to help resolve minor stomach aches. If you want the tea to be a little mild, you can add some cumin seeds to a glass of boiling hot water and cover it. Let it steep and then decant the water. Now, it's also very good for constipation. Due to its high fiber content, jeera boosts the activity of the gastrointestinal tract, which in turn stimulates enzyme secretion. This is why jeera powder is commonly used as a natural laxative. In fact, its laxative properties are so powerful that practitioners believe that it is capable of preventing and healing severe digestive disorders like piles. So it's quite interesting. Now, to get relief from constipation, what you need to do is roast your jeera seeds on a tawa till they turn deep brown. Now, cool them and grind them into a fine powder, mixture powder with water or honey, and consume it on an empty stomach. Another good remedy is to have freshly prepared jeera tea. And you know, whenever we're making, when we're buying our jeera, we make sure we actually wash it, roast it, and grind it.
Yes, yes.
So in that way, you can just take your jeera from there as well. Then it also regulates blood pressure and heart rate. Being high in potassium, a mineral that helps maintain the electrolyte balance in the body, this seed is an elixir for heart patients. And the mineral not only helps the regulation cell production, but also helps maintain your blood pressure and heart rate. You can drink a glass of jeera water early in the morning on an empty stomach to control your blood pressure levels. So quite interesting. Then it also relieves asthma and cold. For relief from a cold, boil some jura seeds, about a tablespoon, in 2 cups of water, and add a small piece of crushed ginger to the water. Once it starts to boil, strain it and sip on the stew as often as possible. This will not only help relieve a cold, but also help soothe a sore throat, thereby making you feel much better. Then if you're anemic, it's also very good. It is advisable for women to consume jeera on a regular basis to keep the disease at bay. You could just include it in your everyday meals, like in roti, rice, curries, and that's also good for your anemia. It's also great for pregnant mothers. Pregnant mothers should mix jeera powder in milk and honey and have this twice a day. It's actually good for nausea, constipation, and it also increases the milk production in breastfeeding mothers. It's also good for insomnia. To sleep well, mix some freshly ground jeera powder with the pulp of a ripe banana. Eat this every night. This not only helps insomniacs, naturally it is not addictive in nature like synthetic drugs. So quite interesting. And it also enhances the memory. To sharpen your memory, chew on a few roasted seeds every day. So that was some benefits of the cumin and jeera seeds as well. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be telling you all about towels, lentil storage and cooking tips. And then we're going to move on to our recipe segment. And today we're sharing with you an entire menu meal plan and an entire menu meal plan of dal and rice and side dish recipes. And recipes coming up: dal and rice, a normal fricadelle, then a fish fricadelle, aloo fry and kachumar. Stay tuned. Now you will find dal being cooked practically in every Indian home. It forms an integral part of Indian meal, and everyone from young to old, rich to poor, enjoy it. Dals or lentils is staple food in every Indian home, both the rich and the common person who lives on the street. Now, dal preparations can be eaten with rice as well as Indian breads in North India. In India, it is eaten with rice and with a wheat flatbread called roti. The manner in which it is cooked and presented varies by region. Now, you'll find in India, they actually serve it in small bowls on a tray, which they actually call a thali.
Yes. And they normally serve it in a clay pot.
Yes.
Yes.
Or else, so stainless steel bowls, you get dal, you get rice, you get all your side dishes with the papad and your roti as well.
Everything.
And they actually
call it one thali, yes.
In one thali, yes. Now, dal has exceptional nutritional profiles as well. It is rich in B vitamins, thiamine, and folic acid. And now, I encourage you to get different types of dals. Take us to the different types of dals that you actually get.
You know what? There is so many dals that you get on. You get the tuwar dal, you get the chana dal, you get the magni dal, you get the mug, you get the arad dal, you get the masoor dal. You get so many different types of dals.
Mm-hmm. And then some people actually say dal, while others say dar.
Yes.
D-A-R-R, and then
the other D-H-A-L also.
Yes.
Yes.
And then the different pronunciations with different cultures.
Yes.
Or different places.
But at the end of the day, it's one and the same thing.
Yeah, like some people will say dar.
Yes.
Some people will say dal. Some, I know in the people in the KZN say dal.
Dal, yes.
Yes, dal and rice.
Dal and rice, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it still means the same thing, you know. And the question we're asking you today is, when and where have we eaten the best dal and rice? Share with us. Our lines are open, 011-854-1548. Even if you have any cooking tips or hints, or you want to know anything about cooking your dal, storing your dal, how to serve it, you can call in 011-854-1548, also on SMS or WhatsApp on 082-565-8648. Now, I'd encourage you, how do you, okay, the different types of dals, what would you say are the best way to actually store your dals?
Well, dals normally stay very well out. You don't have to put them in the fridge. But if it's very hot, then you rather put it in the fridge. But normally, it stores nicely in a pantry, somewhere in a dark place. And you can't buy too much of it also.
Yes.
It does tend to get weevils and little insects and all that. So you buy a little at a time. And you just keep it in your pantry, in a bottle, and it stays well for quite a few months.
Okay. Now, if you want to make dal, what dal would you actually use?
Well, with me, I only use the oil dal. That's the tour there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of people mix their dals and cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use the pink dal with the oil dal.
I do that.
Or else they put the magni dal.
Pink dal.
Pink dal.
Oil dal.
Yes. I know in Durban a lot of them put the masoor dal.
Yes, and chana dal as well.
Chana dal.
Yeah. Some people eat pea dal as
it
well.
It makes it a bit dark, that dal.
Mm-hmm.
In Durban, like, you know, but people like it. We're not used to it, so we prefer our plain dals, like, you know.
Okay. Any tips on boiling your dal?
You see, when you boil your dal, I normally boil it on a stove.
Okay.
But I know it's a very easy way to boil it in your pressure cooker.
Mm, yes.
They say you must put a little bit of arad in there and a teaspoon of ghee, and it gives such a good consistency. That's a very good tip, actually. The dal boils very quickly in a pressure cooker. A few whistles and dal is boiled already.
So if you're in a hurry, you don't have to soak it up overnight.
No, yes. You don't have to soak it or anything. You just put it up and just put a bit of the arad in there and a little bit of ghee and put it in the pressure cooker. And in no time, the dal is done.
And I think in fact, you can actually put your dal in the pressure cooker the day you're cooking it.
Yes, it's so quickly and easy.
Because
while
dal
you're preparing
tends to
your
go
meat
off
on the one
quickly.
Side, the dal gets done also.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I think dal also tends to go off quickly.
No, it does. It does, especially in the summer months.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you must put it away as quick as possible in the fridge, because it tends to bubble and it goes bad very quickly.
Mm-hmm. I think different people, different recipes, different ways of making. My idea of making dal is to actually put it in the pressure cooker or just give it a boil on a pot. And I cut an onion in, I put some whole green chilies in,
okay.
And I put my normal spices in. And your dana chiru, your crushed red chilies, your arad, and crushed green whole chilies. Red chili, red green chilies,
uh-huh.
And your cut up onion, and boil it on low,
okay.
A little bit of oil, and it comes out very,
very,
very
nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's also, see, everybody's got different ways and manners to cook the dal.
Yes. And when you're making a big amount of dal and curry gel, I think dal is sort of barkat as
it well. It does have. It stretches a long, long way.
Mm-hmm.
You must know you don't even need so much of meat in the dal.
Yes.
So it does go a long way, the dal, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, you'll find it in lots of mayats and all that people cook the dal, because, you know, it goes a long way.
Okay. Now, besides meat and chicken in the dal, what other maybe accomplishments would go in the dal?
In the dal, you can put dodi inside, which is very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or else, even baby marrow, I normally use. If I don't have dodi on hand, then I cut up a little bit of baby marrows and put it up to boil in the dal, and it works wonders. It's really very tasty.
Okay. Yes. Let's go to our messages from WhatsApp. This one says, you know, the best dal and rice I had was Auntie Karija's recipe.
Mm.
Very lekker. Never ate dal like that. Awesome recipe, Auntie Karija. Jazakallah for sharing, sister.
Jazakallah.
Then this says, Salam, a good tip is after you wash your dal, pour boiling water over and cover immediately. Then much later you boil, it comes out very nice.
Okay,
okay, another great tip. Then this one says, my mom... house definitely. Okay, she's actually responding to our question.
Uh-huh.
The question we're asking you today is, when and where have you eaten the best dal and rice? The sister says, my mum's house definitely, and have it with fruit chutney and crisp.
Oh,
yummy.
Okay.
Chizakala mum from your daughter Rehana, but lately have stomach burn when having dal. I suppose, you know, as you age, also there's another good thing the sister actually brought up. Maybe, and dal has a lot of wind.
Yes, it does.
It causes a lot of flatulence as well, indigestion, stomach burn. So what else can you put in there to avoid that when you're boiling it?
When you're boiling it, you must put ajmo. Ajmo works wonders. Even methi masala works very well. It actually prevents it from letting out a lot of wind.
Okay, methi masala, because I think it has hing in there, right?
Hing inside, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Okay. This one says, Assalamu alaikum, how are you, sister? Best dal and rice was in India. Everywhere we traveled, mm-hmm. We ordered dal fry, which is rice with lots of chiru and dal. It was divine. Sugar, it agreed with our tummies. My mummy's old tip is when you strain your oil from your wagar, saute some hing powder. It's a smelly powder, but it helps with the wind. It doesn't get the tummy cramp.
It definitely helps. It's
and that's strong. Sister Safiya. So, Jazakallah for that, Sister Safiya, and for the tip. Yes, I know a lot of people actually put
hing in the dal.
Yes. This one says, Salaam Zamara, and it's great to get another excellent program. Alhamdulillah, the best dal and rice and all the extras for me is Soli Mantra's restaurant in KZN for Friday lunch. It's divine.
Okay.
Sister Shireen, Jazakallah for sharing, sister. This one says, Salams, can I use pea dal only?
I've never tried it. I don't think it's going. You have to mix a little bit of the other dals with it, not only the pea dal. And you must know pea dal gives out a lot of wind. Yes.
Okay.
On its own. So you have to mix it a little bit with another dal.
Okay. Another sister says, while cooking the dal, add a tablespoon of methi masala. It helps.
Yes.
Okay. Good idea. Sister Hava says, I add bicarbonate of bicarb when boiling. When foam comes up, rinse off, then put fresh water and boil till soft.
Yes, that's also an idea. It works wonders.
Okay, here's another one. When Gauteng is with a turban, the best dal and rice dish is from Manjra Caterers, Gora and Soli. Okay, Jazakallah for sharing. This one here says, Salaam says, the best dal and rice got to me at my mum's. Lahore, Kempton Park, but the trick is to get to be on Juma. Many a time, even when on Safar, a visitor will remember the family by the dal and rice they enjoyed on Juma at my parents' place.
Okay.
Allah reward my mom and family for their khidmat. Ameen.
Ameen.
Yes. You know, you always remember a person sometimes for their hand food.
Yes.
And you know, sometimes you might give me the recipe, and I might have it never come to
never
the same.
Comes, no.
I think it's just that gift in that hand that actually has that,
Jesus.
You know. Okay, let's go for a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to be telling you more about dal and rice, and then also take you through the recipes. Recipes we're sharing with you is the dal recipe, rice recipe, plain fricadelle, then we've got a fish fricadelle, aloo fry and kachamur. So get all your pens and papers ready to jot down these lovely recipes. Now we're also still taking your SMSs on WhatsApp, and the question we're asking you is, when and where have you eaten the best dal and rice? 082-565-8648. Stay tuned.
Adega Fortsburg is an upmarket Portuguese restaurant that offers a unique and memorable dining experience. The restaurant offers a warm ambiance and was voted Best of Joburg Best Portuguese Restaurant 2006 to 2011. Our mission is to provide food and service of the highest quality. Adega Fortsburg, 71 Central Road, Fortsburg. Call for a reservation today. Adega Restaurant, always open, always good.
Radio Islam cannot guarantee that any business, insurance or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
Invest up to 30,000 Rand per year in a Sharia compliant tax-free savings account with 27-4 investment managers. You can now invest in our top performing Sharia compliant unit trusts, knowing that all capital gains and dividends you earn are completely tax-free and have access to your money at any time. Grow your money tax-free by calling us today on 011-442-2464 or visit 274.com. 274 Investment Managers is an authorized financial services provider.
You don't have to go to India to experience exotic spices. Come to Mars Spice. We select the best. We clean the best. You get the best. Dana, Jiru, Garam Masala, Maschachas Mexican Manchurian Spices. Bring your daddy and your nanny to Mars Spice. Turn your cooking into a fine art. Come visit us at Mars Spice. 33 Concord Place, Venezia. 011-854-3256. Behind Jamia Masjid.
Would you like to be part of the dynamic Islamic media environment at Radio Islam? Do you have experience or talent to be a presenter, producer, newsreader or content developer? Will your technical or administrative expertise add value to our broadcast environment? If so, please send your CV to smr@radioislam.co.za. That's smr@radioislam.co.za. Radio Islam, the world is our community.
You are listening to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, we're going to go on to the recipe segment of the program. We've got quite a bit of recipe. An entire menu meal plan of dal, rice and side dish recipe. Let's commence with the first recipe. It's the rice recipe, Auntie Karita.
Okay, for the rice recipe, you need 3 cups of bimbri or basmati rice, 1 teaspoon whole jeera, 3 teaspoons of salt, 3 tablespoons of white vinegar. You boil about 6 to 8 cups of water in a pot. Once it comes to a boiling pot, you add your vinegar, salt and whole jeera. You wash your rice and you add it to your boiling water. Boil for about 5 minutes. Then you grate 2 or 3 carrots and add to rice and boil for another 5 to 10 minutes. Drain rice in a colander and wash pot and add a little oil to grease the pot. Now add the rice and about 1.5 cups of water and allow to steam. Make a nice onion bagar and throw over rice.
Very easy, very simple.
It is.
Let's repeat the rice recipe. You will require 3 cups rice, bimri or basmati, whichever you prefer.
Yes.
Okay. Remember, bimri is a slightly softer
rice,
which cooks much faster.
Yes.
So bimri is like a non-flop rice.
Yes.
Okay. And there's more barkat in basmati rice.
Basmati rice.
Okay. 1 teaspoon whole jeera, 3 teaspoons salt, 3 tablespoons white vinegar. You boil about 6 to 8 cups of water in a pot. Once it comes to boiling point, add vinegar, salt and whole jeera. Then you wash rice and add to boiling water for about 5 minutes. Then grate 2 to 3 carrots and add to rice and boil for another 5 to 10 minutes. Drain rice in colander and wash pot. Add a little oil to grease the pot. Now add rice and about 1.5 cups water and allow to steam. Make a nice onion vagar and throw over rice. Now I see you put vinegar.
Yes, the vinegar makes it more fluffier and more white, your rice.
Okay.
And it actually keeps it loose.
Okay. That's now it. I find something very different.
The carrots.
Great carrots, yes.
You know how pretty the carrots look when you grate them in the rice. Again, it's optional. You can either cube your carrots, you can put mixed vegetables at this stage. But I always like grating the carrots and putting it. It just looks very pretty.
Okay. Then you've got about 1.5 cups of water to steam.
Yes.
With bimri, would it be less?
Yes.
It would be less. You need to judge.
You have to judge yourself.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the grate to begin to oil your pot. I always do that.
Yes.
Works wonders.
Yes.
For any rice dish.
Yes, for any rice. Whether it's your biryani, your rice in tarkari, whatever it may be, you have to grease your pot.
Okay. This sister says, Salam Sitamara, I love Durban style, 5-in-1 dal.
Mm-hmm.
1 cup oil dal, 2 tablespoons green milk dal, 2 tablespoons chana dal, 2 tablespoons masoor dal, and 2 tablespoons pink dal. Lovely. Well, again, different people, different ways of cooking the dal, and that's how they enjoy it.
Yes.
Okay. Now the dal recipe, Auntie Karita.
Okay, for the dal recipe, you need 2 cups of dal, wash and put to boil. Now that's the oil dal that I use, right? Once boiled, you liquidize and keep aside. Then you take half a chicken and about 3 chicken fillets, wash and keep aside. Make a nice onion vagar, add whole jeera, curry leaves and whole green chilies to it. Once your vagar is made, you add about 2 tablespoons of ginger garlic masala, a teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon dry dana, a teaspoon of arad, and about 3 tablespoons of methi masala. You braise well. And you add the chicken and cook till it's nicely done. Then you add about 3 tomatoes chopped and you cook it further. Then add your dal which was liquidized to meat and let it boil till nice and thick. Lastly, you make another vagar with a little oil, whole jeera, few whole red dry chilies, sliced garlic, let it get nice and hot and throw it over your dal and add green dana, mint and chopped spring onions. Then optional, you can add either dodi or marrow to your dal. It's very yummy.
Mm-hmm. Very tasty indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So for the dal recipe again, 2 cups oil dal you wash and you put to boil. Once boiled, liquidize and keep aside. Take half a chicken and about 3 chicken fillets, wash and keep aside. Make a nice onion vagar and add oil, whole jiru, curry leaves and whole green chilies. Once vagar is made, put about 2 tablespoons of ginger garlic masala, a teaspoon of salt, a teaspoon of dry dana, 1 teaspoon arad, and 3 tablespoons methi masala. You braise well and add chicken and cook till nicely done. Then add about 3 tomatoes chopped, and then you cook it further. Then add your dal, which was liquidized to meat, and let it boil till nice and thick. Lastly, make another vagar with a little oil, whole jiru, few whole red chilies, sliced garlic. Let it get hot and throw over dal and add green dana, mint and chopped spring onions. Optional, you can add dodi or mero to dal, very yummy. So I see you've got putting your methi masala in your chicken.
Yes.
You cook it
with the chicken.
Okay. And if you're not making chicken, mutton, would it be the same?
The same manner, in the same way as you do for the chicken.
Okay. We're inundated with messages, Auntie Karinja.
Okay.
This one says, let's go back to that one. Okay. This one says, yes, avoid adding the masoor dal when it makes the dal very dark. This is when you're mixing the dals, which is very true.
Yes, we noticed it always. You know, normally when you put masoor dal, it does get more darker.
Yes, okay. This one says, after tasting my sister Zainab's dal in rice, which is her mother-in-law's recipe, I don't enjoy anyone else's. In fact, when she makes on a Friday, she has to send me a bowl. Jazakallah, Bibi from Amira.
Okay.
Jazakallah for that, sister. Let's continue. Let's now go on to the next recipe. That's the aloo fry recipe.
Okay. For the aloo fry recipe, you take 2 to 3 potatoes, cut and cube, add your salt with white pepper and garlic flakes. You make your oil hot. You add whole jiru. Once the oil is hot, you add your potatoes and you cook, and then you put it in your oven to crisp. This is a side dish, just a plain salt and pepper aloo fry, but it's divine.
Okay,
it's
very simple.
Very tasty, it's very simple.
Okay,
yes.
So for the aloo fry, you take 2 or 3 potatoes, you cut and cube, add salt and pepper and garlic flakes,
yes.
Make oil hot and add whole jiru. Once oil is hot, add potatoes and cook, then put in oven to crisp. Simple.
It's very simple, but it's so tasty, because now you must know your potatoes are crispy in the oven, so you're crunching on them when you're eating your dal and rice.
Oh, lovely. And you know, you get different now recipes of aloo fry.
Yes.
Like the normal one that you spice and fry.
Yes.
And you get the normal one that you spice it and you just cook it in a pot.
Pot, yes.
Then you get the other one with like the salt, your jeera, your mustard seed, your curry leaves.
Yes.
You get that one. Oh, different.
There's lots of different types.
Cube one with masala.
This one goes so nice with the dal and rice.
Very different, yes. Now we go on to a fricadelle recipe. This is your fricadelle recipe.
Yes, this is my fricadelle recipe. It's 500 grams of chicken or mutton mince. To your mince, you add 1 egg, 3 slices of bread soaked in water and drained, 3 tablespoons of green masala, 1 grated onion, water squeezed out, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 tablespoon of dry dana, a teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon white pepper, 1 teaspoon chicken spice, and lastly, chopped greens. You mix everything together, you form into balls and you flatten them slightly. You grease an oven tray with oil and put fricadelles on tray and bake in the oven for about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's really yummy.
Ideal with dal and rice.
Very nice.
Okay. We repeat the fricadelle recipe. 500 grams chicken or mutton mince, even beef mince.
Even beef mince.
Okay. Now to the mince, you add 1 egg, 3 slices bread soaked in water and drained, 3 tablespoons green masala, 1 grated onion, water squeezed out, a teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon dry dana, a teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon white pepper, 1 teaspoon chicken spice, and lastly your chopped greens. You mix everything together, form into balls and flatten them slightly. Grease the oven pan with oil and put fricatelles on tray and bake in oven for about 20 minutes. Now this, should you bake it in the oven?
Yes, you must bake it in the oven. Don't fry it. Okay. It bakes very nice and it stays nice and soft even.
Okay. let's now go on to, okay, I'm going to share my fish fricatelle recipe. This is actually a very tasty fish fricatelle recipe. This is actually my mother-in-law's recipe.
Okay.
For years and years she made it, and I've learned from her, and I've been making it for years and years.
Comes out very,
very nice. Now you will require 1 tin middle cut tin fish. It has to be middle cut.
It has to be.
Not the pilchard or anything.
No.
It's the middle cut.
It's the one without the sauce.
Isn't it? Without the sauce.
Yes.
But there's that water.
Water.
Yes. Yes. It's actually called middle cut.
Yes.
Drain water from tin and put fish and water in separate dishes. So when you open your middle cut tin, you're going to empty it out. You're going to empty out the fish in one bowl and your water in there.
Okay. Right.
Then you remove the bones from the fish and the skin. In the fish, you add 2 beaten eggs. Okay. 2 teaspoons crushed dhania. A teaspoon of fine jeeru.
Mm-hmm.
Salt to taste. A teaspoon of black pepper. And then green chilies to taste. You can put how much of green chilies you want.
Okay.
You want it very strong, yes?
Whatever.
Then 3 to 4 slices of bread that has been slightly soaked in the water from the tin.
Oh, the water. Oh,
yes.
So that's what you use the water for.
Yes.
Okay.
Then you cut up green dhania and your greens. Now you mix everything together and make into round balls. Flatten and fry in shallow oil. Now, if you find the mixture too soft, you can add more bread.
Oh.
You just need to judge.
Okay.
A very easy, very simple recipe.
Okay.
And very tasty indeed. If you're going to add, it's nice if you have it strong.
Yes, it will be nice. It sounds very nice. I must go and try.
You must try it. And then we go on to the last recipe, particularly the kachumar recipe.
Okay. For the kachumar, very simple recipe. Kachumar is 1 onion chopped finely, 1 tomato cubed fine, and 1/2 a cucumber chopped fine. You mix all this together, you add salt, lemon juice, chopped green dhania, and 1 green chili. And that's your plain simple kachumar recipe.
And there's so many different recipes of kachumar.
Kachumars, yes.
Okay, we're going to go on to, I have to share this one.
Okay.
It's an SMS. We have dal and rice every Friday. Whoever tasted my helper, Fazana's dal, have loved it. More oil dal equal amounts pea, pink and masoor dals. Sometimes we leave the masoor whole, looks lovely. Ajmo and pakar very good. For all Kelsey foods, good handful of fudina helps in dal.
Mm-hmm.
She puts the methi masala in her meat. So very nice SMS this one here.
Okay.
In fact, her help actually makes the dal.
I suppose she's learned it all.
She's learned, yes, okay. This one says, Salams apart, Adikaricha, please call me when available, need advice for cooking for big amounts of people. Okay, we're going to be giving Adikaricha's number. You can actually contact Adikaricha later on during the afternoon.
Okay.
And, okay, this one says, okay, what's the purpose of putting vinegar in the rice? Just to repeat that again, yes.
The vinegar in the rice will make the rice more white and fluffy, and it loosens the grains. It doesn't stick together.
Okay, vinegar works and lemon juice also works. And then someone's looking for the trotters or pie recipe. And then also she said the fish fricatelle is very interesting. She has to try that out. Very, very easy. Now, you know, when you're making the fish fricatelle, you must just judge how much bread you want to put in there.
The 3 or 4 slices.
Yes, yes. And this one says, okay, my mom used to make delicious dal. She used to mix oil dal, pink dal, split pea dal, and a little chana dal. I make plain split pea dal. It is very tasty. I boil it with red and chili powder. Then make bakar with butter, oil, sliced fresh garlic, jeeru, and dry red whole chilies. It is very tasty. Serve it with steak and force cooked together.
Uh-huh.
I use rump steak that is cubed, thick, and cook with onion, salt, and dry rough chilies with force and aloo fry.
That sounds interesting.
So different people actually have different side dishes with the
dal.
Yes, okay. Okay, let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be actually open the lines for all your questions, cooking questions or concerns. Just tell us, you know, where and where have we eaten the best dal and rice. Our lines will be open, 011-854-1548. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum. Sister Aswia Rawat is actually commenting on the question. She says, the tastiest dal and rice is definitely made by my mum, Amina Angamia. Thick and yummy dal eaten with homemade potato crisps, fried fish, methi achar, kachambur, and crispy fried jalapeno chilies.
Mm.
And that was from Sister Aswia Rawat. And if you're coming back to this recipe of your dal, how many people can eat from your 2 cups oil dal recipe?
With 2 cups, at least about 6 people, 8 people can eat. You must know dal goes a long way because it's like, you know, soft and soupy, so you can eat a long leg. Like, you know?
Okay. What's the best way of freezing your dal?
You just, when you boil, once you boil your dal and you liquidize it, you put it away in the freezer.
Okay.
When you want it, you just have to defrost it and put it, it's ready for use again.
So if you want to make a fresh meat or chicken or whatever.
Yes, a fresh vagar in that.
Now, if you found you've made so much of dal and you want to freeze it, what is the best way of freezing it?
You just put it in your container and you cover it nicely, close it up nicely and put it away in the freezer. It stays very nice, actually. But I always prefer making fresh dal.
Making it fresh.
Si.
Okay. And then also, if you're going to be making dal, say, for about 50 people, would you just
adjust to the recipe
to the
and
recipe.
Just see how many cups in that. You know, you must just use your imagination. Like I say, that goes a long, long way.
Mm-hmm.
And you just do it according to this and you just double, triple it, whatever you want.
Okay. Then the sister actually wants a nice recipe for a sauce for roast.
Okay. What she wants is a dry roast, like a roast chicken.
A separate sauce for her. Maybe I think chicken and beef would be the same sauce.
Okay, normally they put, you know, fresh cream and butter and mayonnaise and things like that to make a sauce. I have one, but it's not on hand now. She'll have to phone me.
You know, also when you're making sauces for roast, you can take a bit of butter or garlic butter, put into a pot,
and then you add your
whatever different sauce
whatever
you
want to.
But the butter has to be there.
No, you have to put the butter in.
Butter in there. Even a little bit of fresh cream. It
fresh
depends.
Cream. Depends. Like, you know, I don't like much of a fresh cream. I find it gets too rich with it.
No, and then after it goes off again.
Off again, yes.
Okay, this one says, do you make wakar with dry or fresh red chilies? Must you allow dal to cool before putting in the fridge?
Oh, yes.
That's very important.
Oh,
yes.
You have to let it cool. And the chilies has to be dry red chilies. You know, they make that vagar, it has to totally get like black and then you add it, so it gives a nice flavor to the dal.
Okay. This one says, Friday menu, dal, rice, aloo fry, brinjal slices, and a must-have gajar halwa. You know, some people just have
a standard menu for Friday.
I think, I suppose everybody is different, but for me, I think you need a variety.
Yes.
In that way, you can enjoy, you don't get tired of one meal all the time.
The other day, when I gave the curry khichdi recipe, then I have those green chilies that you fry. That also goes very well with your dal and rice. And lots of people like fish with their dal and rice.
Okay.
And when you're making fish, then you rather not put meat in your dal. And
okay.
You have it as a side dish, the fish. Because like you just find that chicken and fish don't click together, you know?
Yes.
So you rather make it a plain dal with maybe little dodi or marrow inside. And as a side dish, you make fried fish or masala fish, however you want to.
Okay. Then someone is looking for a nice Kentucky recipe. Well, you've got Kentucky recipe on the website.
Yes, it is.
If you browse onto the website, you will find. This one says, Salam, the best dal and rice for me is my sister's dal and rice. It's simply the best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's not giving her name, but I'm sure she knows she is. Yes, and now also, you know, when you actually wakaring your dal, what is the best way to wakar your dal?
Your wakar, like I say, you have to put... The first vagar is the onion vagar, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then the second one, you have to heat your oil till it's nice and hot. You add your jiru till it like totally gets black, like sort of burnt, with your garlic and your red whole chilies. You just wait for it to get, and while it's hot, you add it to your boiling dal. And you'll see the flavor of the dal is totally different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Okay, that is... Okay, yeah, the sister sends a message again. Says, Salam is the best dal and rice. For me, it's my sister's dal and rice. It's simply the best. My sister's name is Masuda Kangal from Polokwane.
Okay.
Jazakallah for that, sister. Then this one says, lovely program, actually. Sit the whole hour and listen attentively.
Okay.
Jazakallah for that, sister. Jazakallah so much. And besides the fish and the aloo fry and your chilies, what other side dishes would you serve for stir and rice?
You know, again, it's on everybody's different opinion, what they like. Lots of people have steak with their stir and rice.
Yes.
Also. Mm-hmm. And then even some people like it with like chops and then something dry on the side as a dish. So again, it's entirely up to them. Or else even roast chicken with it they have.
Yes, I always have chicken with it.
Roast chicken with your dad. So again, it's on every individual how they want it.
And not forgetting your papad.
Yeah, no, definitely. And your kachumar.
Kachumar.
The day kachumar also goes with. Like I say, there's so many different varieties.
Or your tomato and chutney.
And then you mentioned the different types of aloo fries you get. So, again, it's on every individual how they want to have.
Okay, another question here. When do you eat marrow and dodi? Must dodi be cubed?
Yes, your dodi must be peeled and cubed. When you cook your chicken, after your chicken is braised already, when you're putting your tomato, you put your dodi in with it. And you let it cook for a little while. When you're adding your dal, it boils with the dal and cooks very nicely through.
Okay, this listener says, dal and haleem goes bad very quickly in hot weather.
Mm.
Try to cool and put in fridge as quickly as possible.
Yes, that's very true.
Very true, yes. Jazakallah for sharing. This one says, okay. Salam, sisters. Okay, we can add drumsticks to dal, delicious. Clean and boil drumsticks. You can also add green mangoes to dal, peel and boil mangoes, and add to dal once dal cooked. Delicious. Okay.
That's also something different.
Something very different, yes. And I think the mangoes will actually give a very
different taste. Yes.
You know, and you can actually get a taste of the
mango.
The mango.
Yes.
And mango, green mangoes are basically ideal.
And right now we're starting to get our green mangoes.
Green mangoes, yes.
So that's also as a side dish, very nice.
And you must have different types of achar, your tomato chutney, your mango achar.
Mm.
Some people even have the cucumber and your green chutney.
Like a raita.
Like a raita thing. Mm-hmm. It's very, very tasty. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, okay, one more thing, Antikarecha. Okay, how much of hing do you have to put into the dal?
Very little, like about a teaspoon or so to it. Or even the ajmo works also very well. Also about a teaspoon, and that will, at least it prevents it from a lot of wind. It works. It really works. It's either the methi masala, the hing, or the ajmo. One of the three. I always put it in my dal.
Okay. This sister is asking, what type of meat is actually ideal for dal? Or can she go on soft meat, bony meat?
Yes. You see, more people like it with bony meat. I prefer dal with bone meat. But again, there are families that don't eat bone meat. Then you can use the soft meat. You can even use mutton. Mutton cooks also very nice in the dal. The bone mutton meat is very nice in the dal.
Okay. And, okay, any other tips on your side, Antikarecha?
I think we did most of it already. We've covered up most of it.
Okay. Just one more thing. How would you know your dals are fresh when purchasing from the store, from your spice store?
You can actually see the difference in the dal. You'll see it, how nice and clean and fresh is it. You must know where to buy your dals from. And most of the shops, spice shops, always have freshly stocks available.
Mm-hmm.
So you must just see properly, like, you know, a lot. If there is old stock, you can see the weevils in it. Then you'll see little insects in it, and you don't buy those type of dals.
Mm-hmm. Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. And let us go back to our messages via WhatsApp. Okay, the sister says if she wants to make a dal for about 30 people, how many chickens should she actually, she wants to make a chicken dal?
Okay, you see now you don't need a lot of meat, maybe about 2 chickens for about 30 people, because you must chop it up finely, you mustn't leave them big pieces.
Okay.
In a dal, normally, they don't use big chunks of meat. You cut it up nice and small, and it goes a long way.
Okay, this one says, Salams, our favorite is smoked snook, fried in a little bit of butter. It goes very well with dal and rice.
Yes, also a very good point.
And I think the Cape Townians must be actually having smoked snook with the dal and rice.
And it is very nice.
Okay, this one says, Mum-in-law always said, boil dal well, cool completely, then put in the fridge to avoid going off.
Yes.
In winter, you'll never have that problem.
But in summer, yes. You have to be very careful. It does go very quickly, bad.
Okay. We've come to the end of a very, very informative and interesting program. I really enjoy it. And I'm sure on most people's tomorrow Jumla lunch menu is going to be our dal and rice recipe.
Inshallah.
Yes. And well, that's where we come. And the recipes are on our website. You can go to radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to internet, call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022. And Greta, you also cook for big amounts of people. Your phone number? I know they're going to ask me for the phone number, and I'm going to end up WhatsApping, so I'll just do it on A.
Okay, my phone number is 011-852-4026.
Okay, what is a convenient time for the listeners to call you?
Try in the afternoons when I am free, and then I'll attend to your calls.
Okay, well, and the greatest number is 852-4026. The code is 011.
Sure.
Well, we've come to the end of a lovely program. I'd like to thank you to you for recipes.
A pleasure.
And inshallah, back with you on next week's program.
Inshallah.
And jazakallah to all those who SMS, who WhatsApp. Really lovely program. Good feedback from the listeners out there.
Alhamdulillah.
I say jazakallah to all the listeners out there. Well, from us, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.